Trump admin wants $1 billion settlement with UCLA. President Donald Trump has upped the ante in his negotiations with the University of California, Los Angeles, eyeing a 10-digit settlement with the school following a Department of Justice investigation into campus antisemitism, a White House official confirmed to the Epoch Times on August 8. The $584 million in suspended research grants announced days ago could now be doubled. CNN first reported that the $1 billion settlement includes $172 million for members of the UCLA campus community whose civil rights were violated during the pro-Palestinian protests following the October 7, 2023, Hamas terrorist attacks on Israel and the war that ensued. In a July 29 notice regarding its investigation of UCLA, the Department of Justice accused the university's leaders of acting with deliberate indifference in creating a hostile educational environment for Jewish and Israeli students. The notice provided examples of Jewish students being harassed, assaulted, or denied access to class and campus facilities. In one instance, a student was hospitalized with a head injury after being knocked down by protesters. "This disgusting breach of civil rights against students will not stand. DOJ will force UCLA to pay a heavy price for putting Jewish Americans at risk and continue our ongoing investigations into other campuses in the UC system," Attorney General Pam Bondi said in the notice. Similar to the deals other institutions have made with the federal government, UCLA is also asked to prohibit males identifying as transgender from competing against women or using women's facilities on campus, provide more oversight of administrative practices that promote discrimination by race or religion, and discontinue scholarships that are limited to applicants of certain races or ethnicities. The Trump administration could restore some federal funding if those conditions are met, CNN reported. UCLA announced its initiatives to combat campus antisemitism before Trump's recent actions. Chancellor Julio Frank, in an August 6 statement, said hundreds of millions in lost research funding would be devastating for UCLA and for Americans across the nation. "We are doing everything we can to protect the interests of faculty, students, and staff, and to defend our values and principles," Frank said. Trump previously signed an executive order prohibiting diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, antisemitism, and gender ideology on college campuses as per current civil rights laws and a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court decision prohibiting affirmative actions. Trump announced his intentions to investigate at least 50 colleges and universities, starting with the wealthiest institutions. Investigations into Harvard, Princeton, Brown, Cornell, Columbia, the University of Pennsylvania, and Duke University have already taken place. Emil Akan contributed to this report.